For me, yeah, I'll get out next year, but I think the issue, my issue will be housing. Obviously, it was when I got out last time, it was a big issue for me. I've worked all my life, I'm a qualified bricklayer. Work's not an issue. I get work straight away, but housing's a big issue. And I've been homeless before, I don't want to be homeless again, because it's just, you live in your car for a while and your mental health and your self-esteem deteriorates and you don't even feel like working. But this time, at least I'm prepared for it. I'll go out, if I've got to do it rough for a little bit, I'll do it rough for a little bit. Yeah, I just think I tried my hardest to get accommodation and I'll work, and it was very hard. But I'm lucky in here. I don't do a lot in here prison culturally, but I can't wait for the NAIDOC game next week. I play with these boys and I really enjoy it. But I sold a couple of paintings. I haven't painted for months, and I sold two in a week last week. So I come up here and I say, I want to start painting again and start trying to change my jail sentence, because I just have days where I can't communicate with people. I've got mental health issues or whatever, but I just, yeah. I am on medication now. Yeah. It's helped a little bit. Yeah, I think just being active for me helps, training. I get up every morning to train, and I think that sets me day up.